Hi, this is Mary Kane from onlybyprayer.com, and this is I Hear, short podcast to bring the sacred into your everyday. Today we are talking about our true identity in Christ. Well, God's Word is medicine for our soul, and all of us are the walking wounded in need of healing. The antidote for our wounds is daily doses of God's Word. Please use the scriptures in this short podcast as a prescription to bring spiritual health to your life. Write these scriptures down on note cards and pray them into your concerns and over your life and into all your challenges as often as needed. Take them with you everywhere you go. God's Word says, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 107:20. So there is healing in the Word of God. Do you ever get spiritual amnesia? Every once in a while I do. When this condition comes upon me, Satan is usually trying to convince me of who I was. God is not about who I was. He is about who I am. I need to find out who I am from the great I am. Whenever you are struggling with spiritual amnesia, please read this list out loud. The enemy will flee at the sound of his great name. First of all, you are a child of God. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 1:12. You are Jesus' chosen friend. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. John 15:15. And you are holy and acceptable to God. That's point number three. I'm going to say that one again. You are holy and acceptable to God. Therefore, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. Point number four, you have been bought with a price, and you belong to God. Or do you not know that your body is a temple, or the temple within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. You have been adopted as God's child. He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will. Ephesians 1:5. It is His will that you have become His child. Now, point number six. I have been bought back and forgiven of all my sins. Did you hear that? You are forgiven of all your sins. In whom we have redemption of His blood, the forgiveness of sins. That is Colossians 1:14. Number seven, you are complete in Christ. Colossians 2:10 tells us, you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. Number eight, no matter what you are facing, I am sure that all things will work together for your good. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. That doesn't mean all things are good, but it does mean that God will use all things for your good. You cannot be separated from God's love. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8:35. You are free from all condemning charges against you. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Romans 8:33. No matter my past, I am part of the true vine, joined to Christ and able to produce abundant fruit. No matter where you've been or what you've done, God is calling you to be part of His kingdom, to be fruitful in Him. His word says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. You've been empowered by the Spirit to witness for Christ. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to all the ends of the earth. Last point, you are God's handiwork, created to do His work. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. So walk in these truths. You are who God says you are, not who you think you are or who the enemy says you are. Silence the voice of the enemy by God's mighty name. Remember to use these verses as often as needed. Let me pray for you. Dear Father, I pray for my brother and sister in Christ Jesus. Please help them to know, dear Father, wherever they have been, whatever they have done, whatever they're doing right now, you are calling them out to live a highly effective, fruitful, holy life in you, Lord Jesus. If they come to you and lay down their sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of any unrighteousness, Lord God. And you promise, Lord Jesus, that you have a plan for us to be greatly fruitful in you. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. I pray in your holy name. Amen.